Okay, let's quickly chaz over the issues that we have here in the sugya. Yibay Elohu. We'll quickly read through the Gemara again. Yitzia. Top of Chaf Amid Beis. Yibay Elohu. Yitzia. Yitzia Ma'u Shatoyel B'Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglai. Does Yitzia do anything by Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglai? So, the Gemara says, "Imtim flame lina loy paslo loy piyush." Maybe lina doesn't passel because he never left. Avo yitzi the poish isuchi masach daite mina, or isuchi daite, or idul makivin to be other lachzal loy masach. That's the Gemara shayla. So if you read the Gemara B'Pshutoi, okay, the Gemara is Mineu Bei difficult to understand. Mineu Bei difficult to understand. We have a Yitzia Aloch in all of Kachem. In all of Kachem, Yitzia is a Psul. Just like there's something called a Psul Lina, there's something called a Psul Yitzia. Two different things, right? Psul Yitzia is... If you have something that already was in the Beis HaMikdash and the process began, Shechita L'Moshel, Shechita Skotcha, now it's what we call Koltu Mechitzus. The walls of the Beis HaMikdash grab it, and whatever goes out, it becomes post. We can even have on Chof Hei a whole big sugya, based on how long this sugya took us, that sugya could take us 4 months. But the sugya on Chof Hei, we have to, Yishech, you'll already be in sunbathing over there. You're going to become possible be Yotze. So, after Yishech, the behemoth, and the foot goes out, while the behemoth is a mefalchus. So that part of the leg becomes possible in it. Possible Yotze. You have to actually cut, before you makabel the blood, we'll see it's a very complicated sugi. That's absolutely Yotze. Once the walls... I'll coil it, the chayfetz, the korban, whatever goes out becomes post. The same thing is chal by shchitas chulin. There's such a halacha too. Posel shiyotze chutz mechitzas. And you find that in many areas in halacha. You find it by bikurim, kol tu mechitzas. You find by ma'aser sheni l'gabi pidyon, kol tu mechitzas. Right? There's a concept that the mechitzas take ownership, and now anything goes out becomes possible. That's a din in the cheftza. Without doubt, that's a din in the cheftza. That's absurd. So simply, when you read the Gemara, that's the Gemara Shaila. Rashi Taka says it. Rashi says clearly, as we went through last week, Rashi says that this becomes possible kederach shepoisel b'kachim. That's Rashi's lashon. Rashi says, Ma'u shel yitzia, ma'u shel toil. Rashi says, kederach shepoisel b'kachim. Right? So I said, Rashi. Since it became God Kedusha's kli, just like, b'chol kederach, p'sul yotzei ha'poisel b'chol ha'kachim, shekitcha b'kli shavas. Fatik. So Rashi learns that there's a concept here of p'sul yotzei. Tosfos says, can you zayin? There's nothing to talk about. There's no p'sul yotzei. Yotze doesn't happen until actually the process began, like by a mincha, right? And by a korban you need shchita in order for the process to begin, or kabbalah. And therefore Tosfos says there's no shaychus to that. Tosfos says here the shaila is heschadas. So says it's not doim at all to any of the other cases in kachur. Here the gemara is a practice a shaila heschadas. That's what Tosfos says. So these are two extreme versions, and each one, and that's what last week we were getting a headache, because each mahalach is doesn't flow. If you go completely with Rashi's mahalach, you have many problems. If you go completely with Tosfos' mahalach, you have many problems. Okay, Rashi's mahalach does and doesn't fit into the Gemara. Number one, it fits into the Gemara from 2 points. First of all, the Gemara says, you see him out of your Gemara. That's how the Gemara starts. Is it Pesul Yaitse? But more so, if you don't learn like Rashi, what's the Gemara's Imtim Tzolayma? If the Shailos has a Chadas, that has nothing to do with Psalina. In other words, according to Rashi, that it's a gather of Kedusha, Koltu Mechitzes type of Halacha, now it makes sense. Imtim Tzolayma, even if you hold Lina, doesn't puzzle. Maybe there is a Psal Yaitse. Meaning the way the Gemara reads, if Lina passes, Zichar is a Psal Yaitse. Right? According to Tosfos, that it's a Hesach Hadash Shaila, has nothing to do with Psal Lina. It's a totally separate Shaila the Gemara has. You could hold that there's a Psal Lina and there's no Psal Yaitse. And you could hold there's no Psal Lina and there is a Psal Yaitse, which is what the Gemara says. The Bechlal, the two Shailas have no connection between the one has no connection to the other. So, at the same time, if you learn like Rashi, the Gemara says clearly, Suchim Asach Daitim Inei. The Gemara says like Tosfos. The Gemara says clear like Tosfos. How does Rashi ignore the Gemara? The Gemara state clear that Intim Tzolayim Alina doesn't pass on. Maybe this is such a psul yaitzeh. The Gemara says, why? Because Yisuchim Asach Daitim Inei. Adilma? No, why is Suchim Asach Daitim Inei? So Tosfos Mahalach Gei Dechetnet. It's also clear. Rashi's Mahalach doesn't go, and Tosfos Mahalach doesn't seem to go. And as we go on in the Sugya, they're both sure. That's why the Brisker Rav unveils his Mahalach. And the Brisker Rav's Mahalach is, in English we call it a hybrid. The Brisker Rav says they're both MS. Because you tag on the Rambam that we had. The Rambam is a stira. Because the Rambam paskins that there is a psulina. And Lagabi Yoitzi paskins it's a sofik and it doesn't pass a b'dieva. And the way our Gemara reads, the whole shail is only imtim tzaloimar, lina ain't a pesalas. And the Rambam paskins lina is yet pesalas. And Yoitzi not. So therefore, the Brisker Rav, the Iker, is coming to answer the Rambam. But he has a whole new mahalach. The Brisker Rav wants to say, there's two shailas in the Gemara. One shaila the Gemara has, Algemeiner Kotchim de Keshaila. Iboyelahu, Yitziyah Ma'o Shatoy. Shaila number one, Kama. As I understand the Brisker Rav. Kama, end. Now we have a new shaila. Second shaila is, that Imtim Tzolayma Lina Ein HaPeseles, maybe it is a new psul called Hesach Hadas. So according to the Brisker Rav, Yoitze was not resolved. It's not pshat that the Gemara said, if you hold Lina, then there's Yoitze. No. If you hold Lina, could be there's Yoitze. Could be. That's the Gemara. Shaila, buy it the lo yifshit. Now there's a second shaila in the Gemara. So the Gemara basically, according to the Brisker Rav, the Gemara left two shailas opened. Shaila number one, Psul Yaitse. Shaila number two, Yitziyah Hesach Hadas. Both of those shailas are dangling. And the Mela, the Rambam had a right to Paskin, Lina, yeah, and Yitziyah, I don't know. And that's the Shita of Rambam. A Sufik Psul doesn't pass over there. Fine. That's a different reason why the Rambam Paskin is out. That's how the understanding of the Brisker Rav is. Maybe that's how he's metarets the Rambam. Maybe the way he's learning, the beginning, mamish, the first couple of lines of the Gemara goes more gishmak. The first couple of lines of the Gemara. Yitziyah Ma'o Shetoyel and Hesach Hadas. And that's why the Gemara mixes in Psulina. Even though Psulina has nothing to do with Hesach Hadas, true. True. But the Gemara brings in Psulina only to tell you because if there's Psulina, then could be there's a Psul Yaitse, Al Yaitse. And now, another Shaila. Maybe there's a Hesach Hadas issue. That's the Brisker. But Lamai says, we went on in the Gemara, we didn't gain all that much with the Brisker Rav's Mahalach. And Taka Rav Shach and Avi Ezri, which we have here in the Ma'ar Makamis. Rav Shach Taka is not very excited about this Mahalach. He's going on the Rambam in Parakeh. Yotzim and Amigdash v'chazal over l'kiddush imo hisich taiti avidos ekshev. Starts with the same kasha as the Brisker Rav. So Rechina alay mefuish b'gimara. Yitzim al shetov yishan zelay lina loy poslo. Harei mashma. Dich mashma clear. Shalaman dam alina peseles. B'kiddush yadayim arlayim vada yitzir poslo. Then came La Locha Shaham and Pasek Rebishim Paisos because I'm a glam over Hamilayo. Boy Baze, and Kane ain't so for Kalik of Hadda Shin Tipos. Hello, shall appear Shatosis and so for glam, then you hate sick my cold of Shin's Kadish McClee. A lot, Mr. Masakadas. The Hoya Angels are Shaikh's Clow, or the leader Paisos the Reb. Father ain't you see my Ellis, Commission Cosmatosh and Minish on Asabi Avoid of that. A lot, Psulu Rak, Mr. Masakadas. ומכיוון שהגמורה יפסיק מהר שביודי לך זה נסח הדס, גם לרבי הוא כן. אבל צורכים זאת תרשך. אם כן, לא מגמור את הול הזה בין תמצלוי מלינה. אני... So he wants to also learn this taruvus of between the two ways, but not like the Brisker Rav. He wants to learn that Rebbe learned that Lina Apostles because it's called a new Bia, like we explained, Bia Chadosha, right? It's called a new coming in. So Mamela, according to him, the Gemara held it's more posher than when you go out, it's a new coming in. Because that's the way he's reading, if you look at it. He says, Al-Kainim and Bor, Sherebelezer, Ozum, Seva, Shein, Lina, Mayelis, Pekidish, Yadarachayim, Mishun, Nechsev, Bavayachem. So the Gemara is basically clearing, is this a new Bavayach? If you hold Lina doesn't pass, well, maybe you still would hold that going out is physically makes a new coming in. Meaning, even if you hold it overnight, doesn't make a Bia Chadosha. Maybe Yitzia does. What say Esach Hadas? But it's not Stam Esach Hadas. It's a new Bia. That's what he's trying to say. And that's so again, the way Rav Shach is learning, he also has the mile of the Brisker Rav, which is that there's two separate trials, and they're independent of each other. What do you mean?
In other words, we're talking about Bia, Gishtav, for sure, it would be a new Gisha, and therefore...
No. No, Gisha's only the new day we came out.
Yeah, according to the word is asking if
Bivayachem is a new Bia.
Right, it's a new Bia.
And so Gishtav we came out is only a new Avoida. Right?
Yeah, but if you're...
So that was the Shaila. Doesn't mean you have to hold of your tea either, according to Rav Shach. In that way, he's like the Brisker Rav. All the Gemara is saying is that even if Lina's not called a Bia Chadosha,
so then why
it's Shaykh that Yitzhi is called a Bia Chadosha.
So then why pick Lina at all?
Even without Hesach Hadas.
So then why pick Lina at all?
No! Sai, according to the Brisker Rav, and Sai, according to Rav Shach, what the Gemara basically is saying is that we have a shaila here, even if you hold Lina doesn't pass. If you hold Lina passes, then zicha you have a good shaila. If you hold Lina passes, the Brisker Rav learns als yoytze, and Rav Shach is learning als pivoyach. Right? But if you hold Lina doesn't pass, maybe it's he does. But not if you hold Lina does, vada yitzi it does. That's the point. In this, the Brisker Rav and Rav Shach are both trying to be mamlets on the Rambam. How the Rambam was able to pass can lean a yes, and Yitzhiyah doesn't pass. That's what they're trying to miyashiv. Okay? And you, either one is miyashiv the Rambam. My problem is that the Gemara is still very difficult as we went on. But in the Rambam, I understand. In other words, Side of Brisker Rav and Side of Rav Shach are trying to answer the Rambam. The Al Gemara seems to say, Lina equals Yaitse. Lina equals Yaitse. If you don't want to have Lina, then maybe Yaitse. The Rambam says, no. Lina, yeah. Yaitse, not. So somehow you have to disattach. So both of them are separating it. Brisker Rav is saying, there's something called Yaitse, and there's something called Eschadas. And Yaitse is only possible if your old Lina passes. It's not automatic, but it's only possible. And Hesach Hadas is even if your old Lina doesn't pass. And that's all the Gemara is saying. We have a Shaila about Yitzhiya, which is only if you hold Lina. And then we have another Shaila, Hesach Hadas. Okay. Rashi clearly, Shtozovek, the Sugya clearly, we're dealing with Psal Yitzhiya. Like all kosher. That's the way Rashi reads. Like all kosher. And yet, the Gemara itself says, has chadas. L'maisa, the Gemara says, Chloe has chadas. Which is very hard, you can't get away from that. The Gemara L'maisa says, has chadas.
It almost seems like this is the Gemara that belongs to
Yeah, but the Gemara is utilizing pre-existing halachas. The Gemara is not creating new halachas. Yitzhiyah is a pre-existing condition. So you can't just say it's perfection, because Rashi himself doesn't talk about perfection. He talks about the psul yitzhi that we have by menachas and by zivochim. Rashi doesn't say what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? You're relabeling it. You're relabeling it. You're making the label more powerful. You know what I mean? Which is good. I'm also power. I'm not mistaken anybody. I love everybody. I'm also power. Obivos Kemeton, Rashi is saying clear that this is Yotze. This is a real Yotze, like all kosher. But even though Rashi himself doesn't work, that's Tosfos Kasha. Because Lamaisa Kedushas Aguf doesn't make a Psul Yotze, normally. A carbon oil, there's no Psul Yotze by a carbon oil till you shecht it. That's Tosfos Kasha on Rashi. Places Kashan Rashi is that Psul Yotze is not even applicable here. Which, by the way, that's true even on the Brisker Rav. Places Kasha on Rashi, the Brisker Rav doesn't help us with, because the Brisker Rav is saying, "Hey, Nechanami, we talk about Shiloh whether there's a Psul Yotze." Places Kasha is still difficult. You understand? Places is asking, "What Shaykh Psul Yotze here?" It's not. There's no Tchilus Avoida. That's Tosfos Kasha.
But Rashi says, but Kli Sharetz, isn't that already?
But Rashi gives us a reason. Rashi says the reason why Kli Sharetz will make it possible is because it was Kedusha Zaguf. That's Rashi's reason. And that's Tosfos Taina, that's not enough. Didn't start. Tosfos's point is, Kedusha Zaguf doesn't start. I'm proving it to you from a carbon that has real Kedusha Zaguf. Okay? There's a difference between a mincha and a behemoth in the process of the Kedusha. That a mincha only gets Kedusha Zaguf if you put it into a kli. And a carbon, Kedusha's peh. No, you don't have to shecht. Kedusha's peh. Harezeh oila has Kedusha Zaguf. So that's a process. But the L'chaira, not just L'chaira more than L'chaira, is that behemoth, when you say Areza Oila, has the same Kedusha Zaguf, like a Minchaz, you have to put in the Kuf. Kemitza, that's like Shchit. That's the next level. That's Tchilus Avodah. Which is actually what Tosfos says. Tosfos holds a psul yetzer by a mincha is only shayach. You have to commit. That's taka Tosfos shit. Tosfos shit in kachim is that a behemah and a mincha are the same. There's a different process how to get kedusha. We'll see. The Brisker Rav, this is probably the biggest chiddush in the Brisker Rav in Gan's kachim, is he wants to say the chilik in the heftz of the kedusha of a mincha and the heftz of kedusha of a behemah. Which I have arrived in Talmud, not like the Brisker Rav. There's the whole Brisker Rav is writing on this chilek. We'll see. There's a Ravid. The Ravid in Talmud has the same kasha as the Brisker Rav, comes with a different conclusion than the Brisker Rav. But this Tosfos kasha is gevaldik. Tosfos kasha is gevaldik on Rashi. So the Gemara says like this: Heschadas and Atosh Maki Dushot of Haglov Nitmo Madbilon Vinzoch Lekadosh. Stay clear, the Kedusha remains. Says the Gemara, Yotzer like Komi Boilon, Ki Komi Boilon, Yotzer Kol Gufa. My. Here's where we have the Beis Halevi and this Rav Shacha, Omer on this Parichas. The Gemara says, we don't have a Shail. If just your hands went out, Avada not. What do you mean? Your hands just went out. Every Psul Yotzer is just the Chelik of the Behemah goes out. Bishloim, if you don't like Rashi, it's gewaldic. According to Rashi, it's great. Because Rashi learns Hesachadas. Hesachadas, you have to change the Mokam Aguf. Just sticking your hands out, nothing. I mean, Tosfos. Bishloim, if you don't like Tosfos, Hesachadas. You understand? But according to Rashi, it's Yotze. If one aver goes out, it becomes possible yitz. That part that went out becomes possible yitz. If it has nothing to do with Hesachadat, if it's Kedushas Aguf, like Rashi says, Niskadosh Pikli, so what's going on? Huh? And the truth is, but if you learn it's Hesachadat, it also shver. What's the Habamid then? In other words, if you learn Hesach Hadas, what's the Shaychus Yotze Yodiv? If you learn Psul Yotze, who cares that your body didn't go out? That's why, say if you learn like the Brisker Rav, even if you like the Brisker Rav, well, that's the problem we had. Because if you learn like the Brisker Rav, what's the Havamina to bring a riot? The only Havamina is if you're addressing the Psul Yotze. You're not addressing the Hesach Hadas. And for that, it should make a difference. Yodav or Gufa. Rabbi Yileib Malin, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, has a big chiddush. Kedarka, you know, with his way of thinking. He says that the shaila here is, when a kohen washes his hands, what becomes kodesh? Is it the yodayim or the kohen? In other words, you do kiddush yodayim raglai. Do yodayim get kedusha? Or the kohen gets kedusha. So if the yadayim get kedusha, that's the tzad of the Gemara Yotze Yodov. Taka Yotze, Psul Yotze. The Gemara says, "Nay, loikom yiboyla." When a kohen does kiddush yadayim reglayim, it's kedusha zaguf of the kohen. And mainly Yodov not. I mean, it's still not klor. But this is the two tzad. According to Rabbi Yileib, these are the two tzad. No, he's just saying the kohen doesn't get kedusha; his hands don't get kedusha. Like you put the hands, even Rashi says kederach kol dovish in a Scottish pikli. He doesn't mean you put your hands and your foot in and you got kedusha there. He means now you kohen, you got kedusha. So you kohen, not you leg, you heftza, you kohen can't go out. So now the Gemara could say, no, if you stayed in, so. So your hand went out. You kohen didn't go out. It's not a kedushas cheft. It's a kedushas gav. That's the habamina. Yes. No. Yes, his foot because it's kiddush yadayim v'chaglayim. Exactly. exactly. Okay. Toshma. Shalo yichutz yidayim v'raglayim. It's shalo yichutz yidayim v'raglayim. Mekadosh b'kli shoras. Bifnim, the halacha is kiddush b'kli shoras b'chutz. If you did it outside, or b'kli choyo bifnim, or tovel b'meimar, or you didn't do water from the kio, avodose va'ovar avodose psula. Time the kiddush b'kli b'chutz. Ha kiddush bifnim v'yotza. Kshel. Pella de Gimor. Zog de Gimor em. Idach mashma that tafke because you were kiddish b'chutz. Ha kiddish b'vnim v'yotza. Then would be kosher. The way the Rishonim explains like a say a bigger chiddush, meaning if you hold it, even if you were makadosh inside and went out, it's possible. Why are you telling me kiddush b'chutz? Tell me a bigger chiddush. That even if you kiddush b'vnim v'yotz, fekted v'avrom, what in the world is the Gemara talking about? For psul yotze, it's a bigger chiddush that if you were kiddush b'chutz, it's possible. Because psul yotze, you need kol two mechitzes. There's more logic. Something that was inside and went out would become possible yotze than something that was out to begin with. You understand? That's what Avraham is kasha. How could the Gemara say? The Gemara says we have a raya that if you're mekadosh inside, it doesn't become possible and go out. Why? Because the braisa only gives a case. Were you makadosh outside that it's no good? Is mashma if you makadosh in and you went out? It is good. No, that's worse actually. That's worse. Because the other walls already grabbed you. If we're dealing with psul yotze, that's worse. So affected dvar avraham. And because of this Gemara, the Dvar Avraham is machadish, that there's something called Yotze, even if it never was inside. Which is a big machloikas achroin of the Mikdash David. But the Dvar Avraham uses our Gemara as a raya, that there's something called Psul Yotze, even on something that was never inside. Because otherwise, the Gemara is Chinese. Otherwise, the Gemara is Chinese. The Gemara says, have a raya that there's no psul yotze, because we should have gave in this case when you washed inside and went out. That's even better. That even that's possible. That's more possible. Dvar Avraham says no. Must be that there's such a thing called a psul yotze, something that was never in. Anything that belongs inside and is outside is possible. No, it's an afkamina. The sugis later on where the behemoth sticks its leg out. What happens if the leg was never in? It's a big, big needin' over there. You know what I'm saying? The leg was never in. Shechted the behemoth while the leg was out. Do we say over there also, there's a psul yotze. So he, the Dvar Avraham, uses our sugi as a raya, that there's a psul yotze on something that never even went out. Just it's not where it belongs. He says, otherwise our Gemara doesn't work. Because he's learning, that's Spitz Yotze. That's the ultimate Yotze. But that's a big Chiddush. That's a very big Chiddush. Rav David Rappaport learns that the Iker Yosod of Yotze is going out. You see it. But the problem is that if you don't like the Mikdash David, then our Gemara Mamish doesn't read. How do you read our Gemara? Again? When the Eber goes out, does the Psul call on that Eber when it goes out or when it comes back in? When it goes out. Zok the Gemara. Dilma Kiddush Pikli Shalos Bachutz, over there we're talking about Echidomi. can go in the apig yodov levar of a kiddush, but he's inside. Aval yotze kol gufo, and maybe that's no good. He boy loch. Omalei razvidl av papa toshma. Yotze chutz lachoy mesazor. If the kohen taka left, here it's beferish. Im lusho is torn tefillin. If he taka made it see a gemura, he needs tefillin. Right? But if not, if he was just yotze for temporarily, then he just needs torn kiddush yidayim v'raglayim. So the gemara, omalei, achom ayaskin, yotze lo sechir haglov. Yotze means he went out completely for gedoylim. And if he went out lefisho, when it says lishois, it means for that. And when it says yotzo stam, lefisho, it's lahatl meimav. Ho beedik toni lo kol hamesach haglov ton tfilo v'chol hamatl mayim ton kidushalayim v'glayim. Toni v'odom mefanish. Okay. So Gemara is coming out that maybe Yitzhiya doesn't make it possible. But here, he went out for the purpose to be matl mayim. Says the Gemara, Toshma, Poro, this is Mamish plea, right? Poro, Reb Chiya bar Yosef Omar, Mekadosh b'klishores bifnim v'yotze. He's Mekadosh b'klishores bifnim v'yotze. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, afilu b'chutz v'afilu b'klichoel, v'afilu b'mekidosh sholcheres. Okay, so you could do it even outside. So what do you see? You see that obviously there's no psul yotze, because you're washing your hands inside, and then you're doing the maise on the haramishcha. The maise poradum was done outside. So we see there's no psul yotze. Let's take a look. Omrav pope, shani poro v'chol maseh b'chutz loy poslo b'yotze. Freck the ganze Welt, what in the world is going on here? Especially if you hold the Tzatzach Hadas. Here, that's the Tzuras Avoida. The Tzuras Avoida is to go out. So how could you have a Havamina? And the Gemara doesn't say, that's not the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's saying, it's different. The Gemara says, if that's the case, it's also not clear what the Gemara means. Yochi lomeli the Mekadesh. Why are you being Mekadesh inside? Can't avoid the bifnim. What's the Gemara's kasha? What's the Gemara's stance? Dosamech, Levanazin, Le'ulam, and on the Gemara. What's going on in the Gemara? What's the whole Gemara's kasha? That the Brisker Rav asks. What's the Gemara's kasha from Par Aduma? That's the Seder Avoida. It's to do Kiddush inside and to leave. What's the Tzad? Right? And what's the Gemara's kasha then? Ihochi, amai, because that's the Seder Avoid. Kibbutz Kain Avoid is Pnim, Kibbutz Kain. What's going on? Ibayilu, let's just finish this off and then we'll be Meyashiv this. Ibayilu, Tumma, Mao, Shatoil, Kiddushidai, Vahaglaim. What about Tumma? Is Tumma like Yoitzi or not? In Tinsaloi, Meyitzi, Loi Poslo, the Gavrem, Chose. Because at least the person is going to do Aveda. Avalocha de gavu lechose suchim asach daite. Oidil mokivin odo chose doklev lemasach daite. Since he's going to be roi for Aveda, he's not mesech that. Toshma ki jor vlava nitmu magbil mitzoch lekadej. Nitmu lo mi boi. Ki ko mi boi lo nitmu kol gufo. Nitmu kol gufo tepe de boi lem avar erav shemesh. Meili such sach daite. It is hasach hadas. You have to wait till erav shemesh. Ki goi nitmu samach shkir sachama. Toshma po adum v'chi b'reisim mekadosh b'klishos b'vdim v'yotza v'yechon mo mekadosh afilu b'chutz v'afilu b'klichol v'afilu mekidosh ocheres ay v'po t'muim b'tminin loy. You make the koyin tome. So if you're going to tell me that tum is mevatel the kiddush adayim v'reglayim, how does it work by po adum? Zog te gemore le'edam atel metamino yakon asev matbilin loy soy kidei loy zimun shos edukim shma mino loy poslo b'tum. Shani Pogol for him, Koshable possible to make it a show. Yechom Akadosh can't avoid it. I'm sure the Elam is astounded by this whole Gemara. The Gemara is sad to say that what? The whole reason we said that Tuma is possible is because Gavra Loichosi. That was the whole Gemara. The Gemara said, maybe Yitzir doesn't make you possible because Gavra Chosin. Yeah? But Tume, Gavra Loi Chosin. Memele, Gavra Loi Chosin, Memele possible. That's the whole story. Zog the Gemara, Tashma, Poro. Poro. Poro is mitzvosoi bitful yoy. It's Loi Chosin if he's Toro. Over there, he gets a different kasha. Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim shouldn't work on a Torah, because he's Leichazi. It's mind-boggling. This is where the Brisker Rav also builds his Yesod, that is Tudinim, Yaitzin HaSachadas. But it's Mamasha Pliya. It's Marafi Zigra. The whole building of the Sugya is that maybe Yitzir is okay, Loi paslaba, because you're the gavra chazi, because you're able to do avoda. But tuma, where you lost your license to do avoda, pasl. So I'll take him on. Toshma from paraduma, mitamen hoyu, mitamen hoyu. Yeah, because the mitzvah is to do it when you tuma. That's paro. Elamai, mitamen umadbilin. So there's a window, that's all you have to learn. There's a window where you're not right for avoid. Because we want you to be tame, but we don't want you to be posel, so we put you, so you might be lenoise. You become a tful yom. So there's a window where you're not chosin for paradum. From the time that we're matame, till the time that you become a tful yom, there's a window. We're not royal or poor. But that's also part of the Seder Havoyim. It's also part of poor. That's why the Brisker Rav is astounded by this. What's going on? Okay. So, we don't have much time. We'll try to have Kvitz Haderech. Miyash of this. Because I don't want to leave the Olam with this hanging. Chatzal Bal Chaim. Pesach is not going to go to Hawaii. I mean, how can you go to Hawaii with this? It's not Shaykh. You can't possibly be Yotze. Forget Shabbos. I'm still Yotze. Yeah. Okay. So I want to be masbit to you a simple thing. Very simple thing. In Kama Mekoymus in Shas, over here, Menoches, in Sukkah, in the Perek Acholu, there's a big machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds all over all of these places that a mincha, once it gets kedushas kli shoreis, there's a psul yotz. And that's shitas Rashi in Kotchim. Once you put a mincha to kli, and the reason Rashi gives neskadesh pekedushas haguf. That's Rashi's. Toises, stark things with Rashi. And Toises says, no. You need Chilus Avoida for Psul Yoitz. By a mincha, even though the Gemara uses a Lashon, following the Lashon in the Mishnah, Niskadish Pekli, Huchshali Posel, Piyoitze, Toises learns it's not Pshat, then, Laha Kmitzin. In other words, once you put into Klishores, now it's Roy to get Kmitzin and become Posel Yoitz. That's how Tosfos understands. Fine. So, that's, but Rashi says, once you put in the kli, it's Kaddish B'etzim. Now, B'etzim, Tosfos has a gewaldig proof to what he's saying. His raya is, from the very fact, that a kum has Kedushas Aguf immediately, and it still doesn't become possible B'etzim. The only difference between a mincha and a kum is that a mincha needs a klisharis to get kedushas haguf, and a kom kedushas peh. Kedushas peh gets kedushas haguf. But be'etzem, l'chayra, the carbon after peh is equal to the mincha after kli. That's Tosfos' time. That's why Tosfos holds that even though Tosis, by the way, is a big is matchik the losh, because the losh in our Mishnah is like Rashi. The losh in our Mishnah in Mila is hukdash bikli hukshirli posel bipsulya bibiyot claw. Tosis is forced. Tosis is forced to be matchik. Tosis is forced to be matchik that the Loshen Huchsha is like Huchsha Luhachshir. Now it's Roy to do Kmitza, which will then give you a psul. Taka is your lava, you're right. Yeah. Oh, scared. Anyway, see, Mizet, the water's not coming in. Mizet, we have Moshe. The Moshe says there's no schit on paper because the water gate is not rein. The Moshe says there's no schit on paper. Anyway, Lemaise, the pshat in Rashi is Rashi reads simple in the Mishnah and Tosis reads simple in Svar. The Svar is like Tosis because otherwise, what's the difference? So, the Briskerov comes really to be Miyashiv Rashi. And the Briskerov says here in the Ksovim, it's in page 162, if you have the Kisfei Agris, he says here that Kedushas Mincho Chaluko Mikedushas Behem. It's not Stam that Poshet you learn a Mincha only gets Kedusha from a Kli. Kedusha Zaguf. And an animal gets Kedusha from your mouth. It's not the Briskerov name. It's a different type of Kedusha. It's a different type. It's a different type of Kedusha Zaguf. Briskerov's Achidush. And Kedusha's Kli is the kind of Kedusha that is a Psul Yetz. It's not just by a Mincha the Kli. It's not Briskerov. It's like a Briskerov that's Meluvish and a Rav Shimon Shkop. This is like a Rav Shimon Shkop type of Sfar. Like a Briskerov. It's Kedusha Zaguf. It's a different type of Kedusha Zaguf. Even though there's no mocker in Kotchim that there's different types of Kedusha Zaguf. That's Tosis calls it Tchilas Avoidu. The Briskerov is saying that there's a different type of Kedusha Zaguf. And that's the way a Mincha gets Kedusha. It's a different type. And that type of Kedusha could have a Psul Yetz. That's how he gets it. I remember Alex Bach when I saw this Briskerov, I had to look at it three times and then look at the cover. It's Briskerov. Mr. David Baich Zuckman says in the stencil. You remember this Briskerov? Anyway, so you should know that in Meseches Tomit, the Raivad, actually talks precisely about why a mincha gets kedusha only in a kli. And he says, not like the Briskerov. Same kasha, Briskerov says, from the fact that you see that a mincha only gets kedusha from a kli, it's a different type of kedusha. And the type of kedusha a mincha gets can only happen in a kli. Avo Madase, the Raivad in the beginning of Talmud, asked the Briskerov's kasha. He says, why does a mincha only get kedusha in a kli? I'll read you the Raivad. Zok the Raivad. Agav gvoro nefarish. This is in the beginning of Maseches Tomit. Nefarish maishno behema miktoiras uminochas. Behema kishoda mikadshe bepe la'alter havi kedusha saguf. Ukedusha as minochas. Zokter Raivad, loy havin kedusha zaguf ad magdishon bekli. Kiditnan haminochos kishekotshu bekli nifsolim betfulyon. Zokt the Raivad. What's the difference? You know what he answers? It's really the same. Navos, a mincha is less ready to be used. Azoyem to the Raivad. Zok the Raivad, Yeshloima, Tainu Taimen. The behemol la alter kodshi kedushas aguf mishum the alter roi v'chozi la avoido ve'enoi mechusse meise rabbe elo shchite bulvat. Zogt er, take, it's not pshat that a milcha gets a different type of kedusha. The behema, because it's roi right away to be brought, the peh brings it right away. Korol mizbeach, because it's roi to be used right away. It's a mayin svar like ain't the makdish dovah shel ebeliyo. The rabbi is saying, he says by a mincha, he says avul ketores umenochos mechuseres meiser rabbe ketisha. Zogt er, it's mechuser ketisha umenochos belile. Al kein loy kotsh kedushas aguf bepe elo tzorich kli shoris dafke kedei lekatsha. Steht klar in Reifat. Not like the Briskerov. Same kasha. Same kasha as the Briskerov. He says different reason completely. He says the reason, Behemes, the Mincha is not on a different platform of Kedusha. It's the same type of Kedusha. But because it's missing, it's Mechusa Maise, Ketisha, Belile, whatever. It needs, Medaf Ha'ainling and Mel, you have to go and invest more to get the Kedusha Zaguf. You do. So the kashi is, so there is no mocker really that a mincha has different kedusha, has the same kedusha. The Briskerov is trying to say that a mincha is a different type of kedusha. The reason why it's not chal b'peh is it's a higher level of kedusha. It's a level of kedusha that you don't get by a behem. The ravid really be'etzem is coming from the opposite end. He's saying a mincha, it's harder, and therefore to accomplish the basic kedusha taguf, that's what he says. You have to do more. You have to learn the ravid in the beginning of Talmud. Okay. So the shaila is. So we're back to the same problem. Why take? Would a mincha become possible yetsi when you put into a kli, and a behemah doesn't become possible? Why take? What's the difference? Why take? So I want to tell you a simple dehel. I really I'm boyne this on a yisoid I once on the Mikdash David, lagabi bikurim, but it's really the same type of idea. The Achronim, there's a lot of different shvilim that they take. Some old stam on a living behemoth, there's no such thing as yoitz. Really? Kedusha Zaguf is enough. Let's say you need 500% Kedusha, that's Kedusha Zaguf. It's enough to make a psul yoitz. But there's a nayazach, a lebedi gazach can't become possible yet. Something living can't become the Zer Avram, says such a svara. The Achroinim will learn like that. Ponovizhirov, Ravan Leib, Zolagazun Zain says, Beshem the Ponovizhirov as Achidish. Based on this. That a behemoth. Because it's like, if you want to be, Chayz Balabatish, which you wouldn't be if you want to be Balabatish, but if you want to be Balabatish, the way the Ponovizhirov, the way it sounds like the way he's learning, is that just like we find Lamosh, Ledugma Ba'alma, you find in Ilchas Chazoke, right? Is a Goydel saying Lohim Chazoke, right? Because they move around. So the Rishonim and Cheskes Sabbatim say, in Memele, it's not Meyuchas to where it is, Bechlal. It's not Meyuchas to here. Meaning, in order for something, the Psul Yaitzi means it became Kan Mekoymai. Right? The animal is not meyuchas to here, Bechlal. Right? It's not meyuchas to here, Bechlal. And it's not meyuchas, memele, hotas that can shame Bechlal. There's a similar svara frown in the Rivash. Why is there psul tumas oichlim after shchita before malicha? He has a good kasha. He asks, after shchita, before shchita, there was issa derais evim and achai. And after shechita is Isra of Dam. Either way, the Basar is not Roy. Why is it Makabel Tumas Oichlam after shechita not Mechai? Right? So he says, Mechayim, it's not shaykh to be matfis anything on the behem. The behem is like, it's fry. You can't say it's an oichel. It can't be kaveh Hashem when it's alive. It's oimid lacharish lahalich. Such a type of a svara, the Ponav Yishorov. The Baron Lay brings down from the Ponav Yishorov. It's a tremendous chiddush. But I'm telling you, I saw Kadman that says he doesn't explain it the way the Ponav Yishorov, but he says from here you see that a behemah chayah there's no psalmist. So it's the same level kedusha, meaning it's alternative to the briskerov. Talk at the same level kedusha, but this is the idea. But the emphasis is that there's another svara. First of all, by the way, mefalches is kechai l'chol dover. In fact, one of the eitzes Tosfos gives in Menachos, why is there possible to have a behemah that should be ben pekuya, right? And it shouldn't be a psul of yotze doif. L'chayre, every ben pekuya should be yotze doif. Because you shechted the mother, right? And then the baby is born, should be a psul yotze doif. So Tosfos says that a mefaches is kechayl choldov, which means a mefaches is a living thing that has a heter shchit. So therefore, if the animal is born while the mother is mefaches, it's not a yotze doif. Yotze doif means it wasn't born, there was no leida. So if it's a dead animal, taka it's a yotze doif. But if the animal lets the vlad out while it's mefaches, it's not a yotze doif. Yeah. It's not a yotze doif. No. So lemaisa, if you learn on a chai, it's not shayach psul yotze, then the sugi later on chofei, it's mefaches, and it sticks the aver out, it also shouldn't be psul yotze. So you have to shchit it. From there, it's klor mashma like Tosfos, that the reason why by a chai there's no psul yotze is because it's not chilus avoida. It's not because it's alive. Because they're technically legabi other dinim in kachim, it's still a chai. Okay. So I want to tell you like this, a simple thing. I think it's a simple thing. And that is, forget, besides for what the Dvar Avraham says, which is a chiddush nifl, in order for something to become psul yotze, that's a dover pashat, you need kol tu mechitzas. That's pashat. You need kol tu mechitzas. Mechitzas have to chap this thing. In order for the mechitzas to chap it, it has to be that it belongs here. Like by Bikurim, like by Maisa Sheni, like by Kochim. It belongs here. Right? That's why, if you take a living Oila, a living Shlomim, you take it in, and then you take it out, there's no psul yotze. Right? But once you shecht it, now it became a yuchas to these mechitzes, now it's shayach a psul yotze. Right? Now it's shayach a psul yotze. Now. Oy ba'azoy kem ezog ezey ha-pashat. Halacha is that by Menachos, you need Kedushas Kli. That's the halacha. Why is that the halacha? Zok the Raivad, Nemonim, Divrei Raivad, because it's Mechus Abli, Lekdisha. Lemaisa, a Mincha only gets Kedusha from the Kli. Kli Shores, a Mekachim Elo Bifmim. In Memela, since the Mincha needed the Kedushas Kli, and the Kedushas Kli was only able to be Chal, Lifnim and Amachitzis, in Memela became a Yochis. Memela the Koltu Mechitzis. Because the Mechitzis chapped it. Because the only way for it to be Miskadish is for it to be Misyachis to the Lifnim. Exactly. No, but I'm saying, the Mincha needs Klisharas and Klisharas needs Bifnim. Which means the Mincha needs Bifnim. Memela the Koltu. Every kolm, kedushas aguf. Every kolm, niskadish kedushas aguf is roy to become possible yotze, but it has to first become a mechutn for bifnim. Has to get married to the bifnim. Where was the chasen? Yeah. So lemoshel, if you go to an oiler, you do like hillel, you mekadish it in the azorah. Fine, but the Kedusha is not Mesiachas to the Azor. The Kedusha didn't need the Azor. The Azor did nothing. So it's no different in Makadosh and Bechutz. It's not Mesiachas to the Mechitzes. Mashenkin, the Kedusha is Mincha. That needs Klishars. And the Klishars are Mekadoshim Ela Bifnim. It will come to choice that the Mincha had to be Mesiachas to the Bifnim in order to get Kedusha's Klishars. Now it's a Mechutin. Yes, it given a chasana. Now it was a chasana, now it could become possible. Now it could become possible. Now that there was a chasana bifnim, now it could be a chasana. Now it could be a... And the Emes says, this is not only it's miyashiv toisus kasha and rasha, which we'll see. Now it's miyashiv toisus kasha. But it's miyashiv, the whole idea of a mincha. Because otherwise, stama pliya. Unless you make the brisker of schilik, stama pliya. Why is there only a psul yaitse by a mincha? A mincha... And a behemah chaya have the same kedusha. Same kedusha as aguf. Why is this possible yes? It is not possible yes. Right? The Torah says this is miyuchas to bifnim and this is not miyuchas to bifnim. Now, and that's taka the loshen. If you look at the loshen, it's because kivon shehutzrach kli. See, the emes is that the traces you shown him. Use a lotion like that in Krisus, that a mincha ton kli. Mincha ton kli, shkadish be kli, huch shall he possibly eat? Ton kli. By the way, there's a gon, that the gon's mazbe Yerushalmi and Chagiga with the same type of lomdas, that in order for a kli to be miyachas kol mashe b'seichoi, that should be called one thing, has to be that the thing is torn as a kli. Because as I talk to Goyen, it's brought down Laloche, this Goyen, in Ilchus Chometz, there's a big shiloh in the Poiskim about the Pirurim, being Mitzarev, there's a Chazanish. So the Goyen held that by Chometz, there's no Kli Mitzarev stand by having Pirurim, because it's not Ton Kli. In order for it to be Miyuchas to the Kli, it has to need the Kli. So by the Yerushalmi, says Take in Chagige, Kafachas, Asorazov Malek Tos, the Yerushalmi says Kafachas, Hatoyga also Komasha Bekafachas. Right? Zok the Gon, because it's Ton Kaf. That makes it one. So, in order for something to become possible, there had to be a Yachas between this thing and the Mechitzes. Then it could become possible, then it's Shaykh for the Bipsul Yetzin. The emes is Hesach Hadas. It's a miyashiv the Briskerov. This is miyashiv Sai if you learn like the Briskerov. Sai if you learn like the Aviezri. How is sugi? It's miyashiv. Because without Hesach Hadas, it's also miyashiv the Ra'an Lee from the Chofetz Chaim. That the Chofetz Chaim, remember we had the Chofetz Chaim asks, if it's Hesach Hadas, ask the Kohen. Chofetz Chaim fracked over here in the Likutei Halachos. Ask the Kohen. Chofetz Chaim says an unbelievable chiddush. He says the whole sugya over here of Psul Yotzi is where the Kohen doesn't know. Stoma. Zok to Chofetz Chaim, if the Kohen says I wasn't Mesiach Das, kosher. Unbelievable chiddush. Chofetz Chaim over here, that's how he learns our sugya. He learns the whole sugya is talking about Stoma. The Kohen says, I don't know. If the Kohen says, I wasn't Mesiach Das, kosher. It's a pill. Mamish a pill. Going to everybody. Well, Rashi also, the Gemara, Lamaisa, the Gemara then says, Yisuchim HaSach Daiti. You have to learn the Gemara. So the Pshat is like this. If there wouldn't be a din, Hesach Das, by Kiddush Adayim V'Reglayim, if there wouldn't be a din Hesach Das, it wouldn't be Shaykh HaPsul Yetz. Hesach Hadas, like the Rambam says, Al Hesach Hadas, the Kohen is not allowed to leave the Mikdash. Even the Rambam who holds that Yotza b'di'evet it's kosher if he does avoid it, like we had in the Rambam over here. The Rambam who says you're not allowed to go out. So the Rambam, Shemu Yisich Dait. Al Shemu Yisich Dait, there's a din he's not allowed to go out from when he washes his hands. Oy Bazoi, the Klishores, now, Once he's makdish his hands, look at Rashi. Is yetz can as well impossible yetzer. It can only become possible yetzer how much there's a yachas between the kiddush adayim raglayim and the mechitzas. So without esach hadas, there won't be a yachas from the kiddush adayim raglayim and the mechitzas. I want you to know, Avi Ezri, toich dvorov over here, Rav Shach, listen to this lashon. Zok down. I'm reading you his lashon, because he's bothered. Rashi uses the lashon as hadas. Rashi uses the lashon yotzei. Listen to Rav Shach. Zok to Rav Shach. May acha she efshar she yovoy las hadas shuv nikroze biyachadosho v'nifsal mishum yotzei. What do you think of Rav Shach? Meaning, in the way we're learning, in order for something to become possible yotzei, it has to be miyuchas to the bifnim. Once it's miyuchas to bifnim, then it could be a din yotzei. What's the shaykhis pechlal to your dayim to bifnim? Like Yitzchak, like you were saying, if you makdish an oil inside, it doesn't become possible to yotzei. Because there's no shaykhis between the hakdosha and the yitzir. Buy a mincha, yeah, because mincha needs kedushas klishores, and makes sense. Yeah. But now that there's a din esach hadas, now already 100 din the dayim psul yotzei, comes the Gemara now with chivaldik. Now already, even if there was no esach hadas, it's possible. The answer is the Chofetz Chaim's cash. Doesn't matter, but poil if the person was mesich das. Because he could be mesich das, memela he's not supposed to go out. Memela is a psul yotzei, so he's a krav shach. So now the whole sugya, the way the Gemara goes back and forth with esach hadas, yotzei back in out, por adume. The same thing, Tumah. Tumah is only, now it's, because there's such a thing as a Hadas, not as Shaykh Psul Tumah, because Gavroloi Chazer. So now there's a new Psul called Tumah. Now, even if Grado over here by Paul Adumah, that's part of the Seder Advarim. We make a Chilik. You follow what I'm saying? The Gemara had to come and say, no, there's a new Kula they gave to Paul Adumah. Because the Hesach Hadas is only being used in the sugya, why we could apply the yisoid of yotzei. But once we put in yotzei, now already it's psul yotzei. The Gemara says, memela they will make them. It's not, it's a new kula. It's not pshat that there's no psul. There should be a psul yotzei. That's why the Gemara in Amazon. There should be a psul yotzei. Forget the paradume. We're going back to the kiyo. The kiddush yadayim v'raglayim that you do by paradume is the same kiddush yadayim v'raglayim that you do by kol haTorah kula. It must be inside. Once it must be inside, so how does it work for outside? It should be a psul yotzei. I over here grounded it didn't to go out. So what? But the esach hadas was just the reason why we brought in why there's such a musig of a psul yotzei by kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Now that there's such a concept, now it's possible. Okay, our boys, I'm half hour late. I must run. But it's a tiefe Sache, so we could talk about it next week, but we're moving on.